aquí a les escales de la Sala Salamandra, just després del concert de Delane, i estem amb el guitarrista Vince Lev i la vocalista Taylia Melane, de Wisdom, i els anem a fer unes preguntetes. What does the name of the band mean?
Okay, me. The name is related with wisdom, the word wisdom, which means something wise, okay? And it's a game with the word why, because you say wisdom, the kingdom of why. So it's something in between wisdom and wisdom. That's why we generally say wisdom, but some people say wisdom, and it's okay too. That's where it comes from.
And can you tell me our history?
No. You have to answer. Okay.
In English?
Yes.
Okay, I don't speak very well English, but I will try to tell something. The band made officially, it starts 1 year ago.
Two years.
Oh, sorry, 2 years. Vince left. Was looking for a singer, and I tried to. Comment dire audition?
Pass an audition,
and that was okay. So we looking for other musicians, and
It took three months. It took 3 months to find the other musicians, and the project started. But I had this project in mind for maybe 2 years before,
just
2 years, and actually I've been auditioning a lot of singers. I mean, I'm from France, and probably I got contact with 30, 40, 50 singers, and Taylia was the one. Really, at the first listening session, I said, "Oh, it's the one. That's why I want her." And that was really great. And since she was in theater, I knew that she would be good on stage. And that's how the project started.
Which one of you writes and composes the songs?
I do most of the songs. I write the lyrics, and I compose the music and do the orchestrations. But Regis, the other guitarist, composed as far as I remember right now, I think 3 songs with me, and they are fantastic songs. They are Everlasting Child, The Old Man in the Park, and Atlantis. I worked with him on these songs, and maybe they are my favorite songs.
In 2008, I did your demo, Daughter of the Night, and was nominated the best French band of the year. What did you feel with this nomination?
It was great. It's a real honor for us. Comment tu dirais? Yeah, we are a young band, and that was really motivating for the following.
Actually, it was the history of band is very fast, incredibly fast, because we got all these awards without any album, and we won the Metal Female Voices Fest contest. We were surprised. We played in Belgium. The 3 other bands were Belgian, so we came and just thought, okay, the Belgian band will win, but we won, and we say, oh wow, we won. Okay, that's great. And so we play at the Metal Female Voices Fest. We got some awards without an album. This is really incredible.
It's crazy.
So being nominated as the best French metal band, it's really incredible. And we hope the album, the people will like the album, and it will justify that we were actually the best French band in 2008. But only the audience will know it. So. Let's hope they will like it.
September 21 you have edited your debut album, From the Brink of Infinity. What can you tell us about these songs?
The songs, they're all about the subject of the songs, lyrically speaking, are all about the line between death and life. And it comes from my own obsession, because I am obsessed by the idea of dying. It's really something, I also fear aging, and it's really something that obsesses me, really, and it comes from my heart when I write the songs. And that's how the album was built, actually. This is from the lyrics, and for all the songs in the album, one characteristic of the music of Wisdom is the use of the orchestra and choir. So everything is built with the orchestra and the choir intertwined with guitar riffs. I mean, many bands, they do a guitar riff and they add a layer of orchestra on top. We don't do that. We compose for the guitars and the orchestra intertwined. And that's what is different with our music from the other bands. And that's what you can hear on this CD. I hope so.
This is the first time that you visit Barcelona with Wisdom.
With Wisdom, absolutely, it's the first time. I came in Barcelona some years ago, but it was for tourism, right? With my friend. You too. It's an incredible city, and I must say that I am particularly impressed by the La Sagrada Familia. It's awesome. Really, it's impressive, and I really love Barcelona. We played in Madrid also, and it was also great. And I must say that Spanish audience
was very crazy. It was very
so warm.
Yeah.
So warm, incredible. So thank you, you Spanish people. You're the best.
How do you spend your free time? Well, not in a tour or recording or composing songs.
We never have free time, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to say. Okay, this is a secret for your I don't know if it's internet or webzine or written things. I have a secret. We are not professional right now. As you know, it's very difficult to sell any music in the world right now. So this is a secret. Okay, you won't tell the one who read the interview. Never tell that to your friend. But it's really difficult. We have to have a job besides. Yeah. So when we don't do music, we have to work, because we need to eat and to give some money to our children. For those who have children, of course.
Your children.
I have children. Okay.
I am not children.
I am quite old. I am quite old. This is also a secret. So you, the readers of the interview, never tell it anyone. I am 38. I am damn old. Okay. But Celia,
I'm 24.
She's absolutely gorgeous, and she's only 24. Okay.
You tell me that concert in Madrid last night, and the next Saturday 17 in Belgium. Speaking about concerts, which is the most curious thing that happened to you on the stage?
The most curious thing. Okay, I let you think, I give my answer. There is something that was incredible one night. It was the first time Celia did that. At the end of one song, right now, she lies down on the floor, waiting for the beginning of the next song. The first time she did that, I didn't know she was going to do that. So I saw her fall down on the ground, and I said, "Whoa, what's happening?" I was hesitating.
Improvisation.
Okay, I start the song, and it was okay. I felt it was only a game, but that was really strange. And I saw all the people in the audience.
The audience was very curious and
they all believed she was ill, and they all focused on her. And seeing that from the top, you see all the eyes focused on the singer. What's happening? And that was really curious and really it's a fantastic memory.
You have already acted 3 days with Elaine. Do you have a good relationship with them?
Yes, we have really, really good relationships. They are nice people. We love their music. Really, it's incredible to play with them. because 1 year, 1 year ago, I went into their concert, and I am fan, you know, and so it's incredible for me because I am young, and I say, wow, I play with them, so it's fantastic. They are really, really, really good, and they are cool, and everything is okay with them. Everything is great. Yes, really. We hope it's one more time, you know.
Okay, and to finish, I would like to know which of your songs is your favorite and why.
My and favorite why? Songs song why is the album?
Yeah.
Oh, really hard question.
I know.
Okay. Let me.
Okay. Let me say. I can't answer that because I'm working on this album for so long that changing from one period to one another, it changes. Sometimes it was The Old Man in the Park. At the beginning it was Daughter of the Night. Then it was Atlantis. Really, it depends and it changes. So really, I love all the songs. They are all my baby. So I can't answer for that, but maybe she can answer. What do you think?
Yes, actually, I listen often Atlantis.
Yeah, she likes
it. I like this song. First time Vince listened to me.
Yeah.
Just with instrumental, you know, I was wow, gorgeous. I love this song, and I love to sing this song. So, yes, Atlantis.
Okay, thank you for the interview. And for the last, could you send a big hello to Cali Metal, my radio program?
Hello, Cali Metal. Rock on, man.
Hey, Cali Metal. This is Telia from Wisdom.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.